This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves underneath Thy mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that You may have Your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. Father, we'll give You the praise, the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. And the word of God reads, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection, your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just with these next few minutes, we ask that you pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word. We'll be talking about living a godly life without compromising your faith. Living a godly life without compromising your faith. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you this night by the use of the internet to bring forth a teaching in 2022. We thank God for the opportunity and also for the anointing that rests upon our lives. That was, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, we need God's hand to be ever so present in our lives at the beginning of 2022, a year of fresh beginning, fresh start, and new beginning, a year of opportunity and potential. People of God, many Christians, even now in 2022, are settling for life of compromise. They live for God on Sunday, But on Monday, they live like the rest of the world. God wants us. We have been called to be set apart. We have been called to be different. Yes, as God's people, we are special. We are, hallelujah, we are special in God's eyesight. Again, here in the book of Colossians 3, it says, if then ye have been risen with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds, your affections, and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth. This comes from the New Amplified Bible, amen, Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, when you have a made-up mind to do what God wants you to do, and knowing this in your heart, God will lead you to do it, and he will be faithful to give you the ability to do it. This is there to be repeated because it is a key that we should consider. As a born-again believer of Christ, child of God, when you make up your mind for yourself to do what God wants you to do, and you know this in your heart, God will lead you to do it, and he will be faithful to give you the ability to do it. Oh yes, each one of us, as born-again believers, we have a tailor-made assignment that have been tailor-made for us personally. So when God have given you the assignment, it is up to you to go through, to see it through. It's up to you to take the ball and, hallelujah, and run with it. It's up to you to line up with his perfect will for your life. Yet God hasn't called us to be on the sideline. He has called us to be in the game. He hasn't called us to be cheerleaders. No. He hasn't called us to be spectators. No. He has called us to be in the fight. A fight that has been already won. A fight, a spiritual warfare that is taking place in our lives. But when we put our hands in the master's hand, we can live a godly life without compromising our faith in 2022. Here, the word of God says in Proverbs 3, verse 11, and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects it, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Spiritual faithfulness protects us from the disease of compromise. Spiritual faithfulness on our part as a child of God, it protects us from the disease of compromise. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as God's people are living in a time and a season where the love of many, the love of God for God, for many have waxed cold because of the pressure of life, because of this year being a year of uncertainty, being a year of where we never walked this journey before. But we can walk forth with confidence because if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We can have a very victorious year regardless of what is taking place around us. We know that our Redeemer liveth because we look on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. We serve a God that sits high and look low. God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are thankful on this first month of the year in January, a month where assessment is being made, a month where inventory for our life is taking place. Yes, this is freshness, a new year, fresh start, new beginning, a clean slate with God. Believers of Christ, it seems that it is getting harder each and every day for a child, for a Christ follower to navigate the landmines of our society in 2022. You see, our morals and values have shifted dramatically away from God's standard and rules. Here, Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 14 through 18, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify, set apart, set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Brothers, sisters in Christ, don't compromise in 2022. Don't compromise your faith, but live a godly life. Compromise means to make concession or accommodation for someone who does not agree with a certain set of standards or rules. Compromise. A little leaven leavens the whole loaf. It don't take much. It just takes, hallelujah, being distracted, being hallelujah, going to the left or to the right instead of being on the straight and narrow. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you won't be popular if you don't compromise according to the world's standards, according to the world influence. You have to get to the place in life, even at the beginning of 2022, where your mind is made up, your heart is fixed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. See, the Bible let us know that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And part of the persecution is when families, friends, co-workers, church members, hallelujah, turn that back on you because you wouldn't agree with what they want you to do. But you see, Your mind has to be made up, because the battle for our faith is taking place. The battle on whether to be an overcomer, hallelujah, an underachiever, it happens in the mind. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the mind can be a terrible thing to waste. But we, as born-again believers of Christ, we must be determined in 2022 to make a difference in our, and cause an impact in our families, our communities, our state, our country, as well as the world. So people of God, living by God's standard, out in this sick, dark, sinful world, it can be the hardest road for a man or woman of God to walk. But God promised in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised that through his divine power, he has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and to virtue. He have called us for such a time as this. He have called us, hallelujah, to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. That's why we shouldn't complain. That's why we are placed on the potter's wheel, so that he can strip us, mold us, make us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. See, the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, the B clause of the verse says, we ought to obey God rather than man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, each and every day we are faced with a decision. Whether in the valley of decision or on the mountaintop, we're still faced with what will we do this day. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Yes, believer of Christ, remember this. The moment we became covenant makers with wickedness, we became covenant breakers with holiness. If I was you, I'll write that down and meditate on it a little bit. Let it marinate within your spirit. As born-again believers of Christ, we have to understand the principle that is talking, that is saying, that is being said right here. You see, as a born-again believer of Christ, the moment you became a covenant maker with wickedness, you became a covenant breaker with holiness. Yes, the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4, ye adulterer and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world, of the word, is intimate with God? The friendship of the world is intimate with God. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So whoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Whoever wants to be a friend with the world is the enemy of God. You see, God stands for righteousness. He stands for what is right. He's faithful to what he says. He say what he means, And he means what he said. There is no darkness in God. God is light. He is love. He's all powerful. He's our creator. And when they created heaven and earth and also us, God says that everything that he created is good. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believers of Christ, it is impossible to extend friendship to both God and the world at the same time, because when the two remain in opposition to one another, we, as born-again believers of Christ, have heard this saying before, one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Sounds like confusion right there. So we have to make a decision for ourselves on who we will be a servant to. We will be a servant to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that knows no wrong and does nothing but right, the one that has all power in his hands, the one that knows us better than we know ourselves. Yes? Or will you be a servant of the devil, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, the one that goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour? The choice is yours. Oh, yes, it is. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We're just passing through. So while we're here, let us be determined to make a difference. Let us be determined to cause an impact for the short time that we're here. Let's do what God has called us to do. Let us be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember, as a Christian, you have been called by God to never compromise with the devil. Yes, we as believers of Christ have to look on to Jesus as our set example, that we may be able to follow his footsteps. Hallelujah. Bible says in Isaiah 54:19, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every mouth that come against us in judgment shall be condemned. But this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Living a godly life without compromising your faith. Beloved, the Christian life as we know it in 2022 is not a picnic. It is a war that is going on, a spiritual war that is taking place. We may not be able to see our enemy, but it's going on anyhow. We hear in a natural realm, in the spiritual realm, there is a spiritual warfare that is taking place. That's why we as God's people have to put on the whole armor of God that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, according to 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. The devil, Satan, he don't care nothing about you, me, God's people. All he wants to do, he's determined to cause havoc, chaos in our lives, to get us to take our eyes off the ball, the mark of our high call, of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. He's determined to sidetrack us. That's why each and every day of our lives, we must come to God, humbling ourselves on bended knees and bowed down heads, praying and asking God to fix it, to help us in areas where we may be weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. There's a type of God that we serve, a God that is ready, willing, able to meet our each and every need. So my brothers and sisters, again tonight, we are talking about living a godly life without compromising your faith. Again, the Bible says faith is the faithful.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Of course, in 2020 and 2022, amen, God wants us to live this Christian life for real, not to be trying to fake it to make it, not to try to, put our Christian wardrobe on only on Sunday morning during midweek service. No, he wants us to live this Christian life, a holy life, a godly life. Hallelujah, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Hallelujah, 52 weeks in a year. So we just thank God tonight, amen, for the mandate that he has given us as we teach his word. So again, we are talking about living living a godly life without compromising your faith. A godly life, not just any life, a life that makes a difference, a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight, where our audio, where our video line up with our audio. Hallelujah, where God is pleased with the life that we are portraying in 2022. Again, I just thank God for the ones that have taken the time, amen, to support what we are doing as far as teaching the word of God through the use of the internet. Hallelujah, we're doing it, teaching and preaching on a local level and reaching on a global level. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for giving us for that door opening up to us all these years. And it's still, God is good and faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, tonight, here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Now notice something. The devil goes as a roaring lion. He's walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He has no good in him. He's the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning, and he'll be a liar all the way to the end. The devil is the one, the author of confusion. He loves to bring subtraction and division. God, on the other hand, he loves to bring addition and multiplication. Yes, so again, the decision each and every day, God, or each and every night, is whom will you serve? Whom will you be a servant to? So, child of God, again, our greatest enemy is not staring, you in the face. But the devil is skillfully luring or trying to lure you with spiritual compromise by tempting you to give in to your conviction just a little bit. You see, all he's looking for is a crack. All he's looking for is an opening to come on in and cause havoc in your life. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you see, the devil, he don't fight fair. The devil is not looking to make friends. His goal is to conquer and capture prisoners of war. You see, destruction is the only game, the name of his game. He loves to cause destruction in people's lives. We as God's people must flee temptation and cleave to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We sometimes think that we are more than what we really is. Sometimes we think that because we've been walking with the Lord for a little while, excuse me, or as being a babe in Christ, or even as being a veteran in the Lord, we sometimes want to flex our muscles and try to impress the devil. He don't fight fair. You see, when you overcome in one area of your life, get ready, because he will try to cause troubles in other areas. That's why we have to be vigilant. We have to be on watch. We have to watch and pray. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint. So, child of God, remember this always, that only Jesus Christ has the power to defeat the spirits of forces of evil. Only Jesus. Beloved, apart from Jesus as being followers of his, we can't do nothing to fight back. But if we abide in the Lord and the Lord abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done for us. See, child of God, if you give the devil a crack and open in your conviction, he will enter in and he'll take a whole mile. Oh, yes, he will. Because the devil only comes, according to John 10:10, the 8th clause of the verse, the devil only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God for a part, the B clause, where it says, but Jesus came, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. All the enemy of our soul, the devil, all he wants is to have the gateway to suppress your righteousness and to demolish your faith. But we have to understand that the devil knows his time is short. He knows that his reign is about to come to an end. But we are not ignorant to the devil's devices. That's why we must put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes, the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So as a born-again believer of Christ, never compromise with the scriptures. Beloved, the Bible, a holy book, God's word. The Bible is not optional for the Christian faith. It is a must for us to read each and every day. We as followers of Christ do not get to vote on whether or not we will like what it says. As Christians, followers of Christ, we carry the task of upholding every chapter in that holy book. It is impossible to have a genuine relationship, intimate relationship with God, without adhering or holding fast to the Word of God. You see, we must study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must have a time of devotion, a time of reading the word, a time of meditating on the word of God, a time of letting the word of God sink from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must get in our secret closet and have a little talk with Jesus each and every day. We must listen for the instruction that is given and then obey speedily, quickly on what God asks us to do. Remember this, child of God, the moment you step away from the scripture, you step away from God, since you know that Jesus Christ is the word manifested into flesh. You see, the word of God is powerful, quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down to the heart and marrow of our heart. The word of God has been tested and proven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. So, believer of Christ, we must be unwilling in 2022, unwilling to compromise with God's word, no matter the cultural pressures that comes our way. Anytime we change, suppress, or misuse the scriptures in God's word, we create a false god, and it opens up the door to widespread idolatry, widespread confusion. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God says the Holy Spirit, he will lead and guide us into absolute truth. The truth, the word of God. So living a godly life without compromising your faith is something that we must want to accomplish and obtain in 2022. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, time itself alters many things. Yes, time will tell if we stay in it long enough. But time cannot change the accuracy, the relevance, and the legitimate word of God. Here the word says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So believer of Christ, don't hesitate to put your foot down when it comes to stand up for right instead of wrong, when it comes to stand up for the truth instead of a lie, to stand up for righteousness instead of sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God have called us for such a time as this to live a godly life without compromising our faith. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, it is not our job to ease biblical boundaries. Our job as God's people, as children of the Most High God, is to hold fast to the word of truth, the word of life, by being steadfast and confident, unmovable in the things of God, that we may serve and to unwillingly back down on what we believe that is true. Stand on the God's word. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, we are serving a never-changing God in an ever-changing world. Yes, compromise, it occurs when you understand, when compromise occurs, when you underestimate the evil and you flirt with temptation. That's why, as a man or woman of God, you should pursue godliness. And you should make every effort to keep yourself as pure as you can and not to see how much you can get away with. God have called us to a life of holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. You see, it is always a danger underestimate sin, the evil that it produces. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. Beloved, compromise is always just a choice of weight. Because believers of Christ, opportunities for compromise are everywhere all around us. And it can happen to anyone at any time and anywhere. So that's why we, in our own strength, we can defeat the devil. In our weaknesses, we have to declare, with God's help, that I'm strong in the Lord. As the Bible says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So people of God, we sometimes allow ourselves to enjoy our own desire. But if you're reminded of this, of what 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, there had no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for being merciful. Thank God for grace, unmerited favor. Because of the grace of God, because of the love that he has for us and for people. John 3:16 sums it all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes as believers of Christ, worry will cause us to get weak. So worry more about what the world will think of them, will think of you, than what God will think of you. We must not worry. I would say, don't worry. Don't worry. Put it all in God's hand. When you're weak, ask God to build you up. Repent of your sin. Come to him and ask him for his help to help you to overcome all areas of his life where you are weak. It's not time for us to bow down to people. It is time for us to be bold. It's time for the church as a whole, the body of Christ, to stand up and be counted, to draw the line in the sand and say, for God, I'll live. And for God, I'll die. Yes, our commitment in 2022 will have to be a really deep, deep and rightful commitment. We must confess each and every day of our lives that we are the head and nobody's tail. We're on top and not beneath. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We are who God says we are, the apple of his eye. Yes, believer of Christ, when your intention is to actively pursue a deeper relationship with God and to obey him in all things, you are least likely to compromise your faith, living out your faith without compromising. It is a must that we must do in 2022. So, believer of Christ, we are called to live a life that is beyond compromise. So we should always live with eternity in mind. Beloved, remember this always. When we compromise, God is not obligated to defend you. I'm going to say that again. Beloved, remember this. Always. When you compromise, God is not obligated to defend you. You must be a person of character. The Word of God is your foundation, and you must be grounded in the Word of God. That's why we can't just wait until Sunday morning. That's why we can't just wait until midweek service. We ought to get into the Word of God by ourselves. Start out by reading a couple of scriptures. Meditate on them. Let them get down in your heart. Then graduate to half a chapter in the book, and then go a whole chapter. It doesn't happen overnight, but practice makes perfect. In the book of Psalms 11, verse 3, it says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So our foundation has to be in Jesus. We must be grounded in God's word and in his promises. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death. The child of God, compromise is very easy to do. It's very easy because that's what our flesh wants. But conviction is hard on the flesh. But we, as a child of God, must make a decision daily. Because when we compromise, God is not obligated to defend us. We just hope and pray there was something that was saying here tonight that really touched your heart and gave you encouragement to go on a little bit further in the things of God. We just thank the Lord for this teaching, something to consider in 2022, living a godly life without compromising your faith. We just hope and pray there was something that was said that would bring forth exhortation and encouragement in your life, in your walk with Christ. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle. And thank you, listening audience, for joining us today. We appreciate your support. Please have your family and friends join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time by calling 347-826-9424, 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great evening. And just know that God loves you, and so do we. We'll see you again on Tuesday. Sorry about that. Have a great weekend.